it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the message after last week, what you guys gave up on the ground versus this week in the turnaround?
No, it was a great week to prepare for a similar type of player in Fields. Obviously, Lamar is real dangerous on his feet, and that's kind of the league we're playing in now with dual threat quarterbacks. So we tried to learn our lesson and do the best we can to stop his feet and get after him in the pass. And we were able to get a few stops early, which gave us a chance to kind of rush the passer. And obviously the offense did a great job. We got a few turnovers and it was kind of played out exactly how we were hoping.
Kind of after what happened last week, kind of a lick your wounds and move on type of game. Cause that was a rough game for you guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, there were some great things that we did and some things we did quite poorly. But we just have to learn, win or lose. Obviously, it makes it a little easier when you win, especially a game like that. But you just move on. It's you don't have time to live in the past in this league. The games come quick, especially with this Thursday coming up. So you just got to flush it, learn what you can, and move on.
I've ever seen a 10-year vet as fired up as you were after the forced fumble on the sidelines with your teammates. What was that like for you?
Oh, it's just a backhanded compliment calling me old. But, you know, it was exciting. It's just it's fun. I'm just trying to have as much fun as I can playing football. I mean, we beat it to death, but the last few years haven't went my way with injuries. But I'm just trying to enjoy every second I can out there, feeling good and playing with the guys.
This is a team that the offense kind of leads the way often, right? With the quarterback they have, was it particularly on the defense this week to set the tone right away?
Yeah, I think every week we want to play complimentary football, and with Josh Allen, all you have to do is make a few stops and get the ball in his hand, and more than likely you're gonna end up winning games. So, I mean, we didn't get, like, it wasn't doom and gloom. Oh, my God, we let up 40 points. Like I said, you come out with a win, you flush it, you learn what you can, and you move on. We're one of the best offense in the NFL, and to be able to win the game, you know, we made stops when we needed to, learned what we could from our mistakes and moved on. And I thought it was a three phases type of game today with the special team guys making some really nice tackles early in the game and giving us a good field position.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.